Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's the refreshing!
An Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Biggest names in the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business, a man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports, brought to you by BetMGM.
The magnificent Sports Monday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, our crew, and you here on Westwood One Sports. Love the first hour of the show. What a surprise. I'm bust. Even if I thought it sucked, which it doesn't, but even if it did, you think I'd come on the air and be like, man, that first hour was a stinker? Nah, it was awesome. Breaking down Game 7, Western Conference Final. What a win for the Spurs. Victor Wembanyama, create a player, created in a laboratory, ahead of schedule. No real historical comp right now for the Spurs team if they win the championship. You can come close with a couple. I don't think anything can accurately describe and is fully analogous with what the San Antonio Spurs are doing. And enjoyed the spot with celebrity Spurs fan Michelle Beadle. And that's just, you know, I can appreciate this as a Knicks fan. I can kind of remove myself. And look, we're all sports fans, right? That's the thing here. And there will be times where I can remove my blue and orange glasses and I can assess things from a 10,000 mile view, right? Looking down and try to speak objectively. Not as a Knicks fan. It is, if I'm being honest, taking my fandom out of the equation, it's kind of a humorous dynamic here with between fan bases in this NBA Finals, like it actually is. You have the San Antonio Spurs fans who are, A, happy to be here, which does not mean they don't want to win or don't expect to win, don't confuse what I'm saying, but are thrilled to be in this spot, knowing that in all likelihood, nothing's guaranteed, that they are at least going to be in the mix for an NBA championship, a Western Conference championship, for a long-ass time, for the next decade, and they're the favorites. So yes, obviously, if you're a Spurs fan, obviously you want to win. But there is a small element here, and I'm not saying this as a Knicks fan, I'm being objective, right? We can assess this as sports fans together. There's kind of an element of house money here a little bit for the Spurs, which doesn't mean Spurs fans want to lose, but that can be the truth, right? And I think what really punctuates that, let's consider both outcomes here. Let's say the Spurs lose, and then let's say the Knicks lose. If and when, and I pray that it doesn't happen, I haven't even thought about what it will be like if the Knicks lose. And how crushed I, you know, I think it's like moments like this. Thank God I'm in my 40s and I'm not like 14 anymore, or it would have ruined like 3 months of my life. But it's gonna be terrible if the Knicks lose. Who knows when they're gonna get back? I mean, they could win the East again next year, but then like here's OKC or San Antonio probably in the finals again. It feels like this is a great opportunity and they're dogs, and I still think that Knicks fans are going to be crushed. Crushed. And I know that makes a lot of you sick freaks, you sadistic morons out there who like revel in the misery of Knicks fans. I am a Knicks fan. I'm a little biased. Where you are going to be, you're going to be throwing a parade. You're going to be drinking carafes of Knicks fan tears if the Knicks lose this NBA Finals. Meanwhile, if the Spurs lose, and this is not a criticism, it's two different situations. Spurs fans will be upset. Of course they'll be upset. But they're going to feel like, yeah, we'll probably be back next year. Maybe not in the finals. But like, what scenario exists where if Wemby is healthy, they're not in at least the Western Conference semis next year? If not the Western Conference final, at least, right? So Michelle Beadle can come on the show and say she's confident and she's complimenting people in her building and she's feeling great. And here's me as a Knicks fan, despite the fact that my team has not obliterated. My friends and I used to say this when someone would get too messed up. You're not obliterated. You're obliterated. The Knicks just obliterated the competition in the Eastern Conference. And yet, I'm not happy. I'm not complimenting anyone. In fact, I want to insult people. I get out of my car, true story, at 6:28 a.m. this morning to walk to the office with my coffee. And there are like a couple stores on the block where this office is. And there is this fat pig. Like too small of a shirt, belly hanging out, just hairy, gross. Doesn't mean he's a bad person, but he's a pig. And I want to just look at him and just go oink in his face. I'm not feeling good. I'm pissed. I'm not going to start complimenting people until the Knicks win the championship. The Knicks could be up 3-0 and I still want to insult people. And look, you can insult me too. All fair game. All good. I'm in my 40s. I've been doing sports media for a long time. I got thick skin. No problem. Just saying, I'm not going to be happy, and I'll speak for all Knicks fans here. We're not going to be happy until we win. And if we lose, it's going to be crushing, devastating. And I know that makes a lot of you happy. Like, you know what you are? I'm like this too. Like, I love when Boston teams lose. Like, I have teams that I hate. I understand. You're like Dementors. Sports fan Dementors from Harry Potter. You want to suck my happiness out of my body. You want to take my sports fan soul. You feed off of it. You hate the Knicks. God, I want to shove it down your throats so badly. So badly. And this is like, you know, growing up, I watched the Super Bowl 21, the Giants video yearbook following the 1986 Giants Super Bowl. I watched it 500 times when I'm a kid. Land of the Giants. And I brought this, Pat Summerall narrated it. And right before Super Bowl 21, right before the highlights of the game start, they show the Giants being introduced. And Phil McConkey, you know, lad's dad. He's not, even though they're both white NFL wide receivers. A little bit of funny stuff there. Phil McConkey not whips a pylon with his towel and starts jumping around. And Pat Summerall says, the Denver Broncos entered Super Bowl 21 hoping they would win. The New York Giants entered Super Bowl 21 knowing they would win. And I think that's the difference right now, right, wrong, or indifferent, between Spurs fans and Knicks fans. Spurs, and it doesn't mean it's going to turn out that way. Spurs fans, I feel like Michelle Beadle carried herself just now. God bless her. I would feel the same way if I were her. Carried herself like someone who believes that she's going to win another championship, that her team's going to win another title. Meanwhile, I'm like white knuckle holding on to the desk. Like I want to like curl up in the fetal position under the covers with the lights off, hoping that my team can win a championship. Just being honest, everybody. We're sports fans, right? Does that jibe with everybody? Even if you disagree with my emotion and my feeling, you can at least understand where I'm coming from. Fair? I think the answer to that question is yes. You better you bet here on this Monday morning, Westwood One Sports, Nick Costos and you, presented by BetMGM. Okay, we'll get to the Giants and all the crap going on there. We'll get to the Eagles and the Patriots and A.J. Brown in a little bit. But we need to give you a little bit of a postmortem on the Oklahoma City Thunder, whose season ended, obviously, not with a bang, but with a whimper on Saturday night against Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. Before we get into how they conducted themselves post-game, which was, and I mean this, and I'll punch this point home as we get into it, as admirable as it gets, and that's not an exaggeration, I thought they handled themselves perfectly, the Thunder. Perfect. After the loss and in the aftermath the day after season-ending press conferences. Lest we forget, because it will be easy to forget this now that it's San Antonio, and y'all pay homage to the man. Woo. It can be easy to forget that this season, and this happens in sports, right? We've seen it a million times over the years, where the season can be about a team. And that team doesn't win. The Oklahoma City Thunder started the season 24-1 and had many, including me, and I bet this and I lost. So it's like I don't claim to be right about everything. I thought they were going to win 70 games. I thought they could potentially 24-1 coming off a championship. Are they going to match Golden State, go 73-9? Match Michael and the Bulls and go 72-10? Are they going to go 72-12, 71-11? Is this going to be a 70-win team? Now, they didn't get there. They're still the favorites the whole season. Still started 24-1. And think about the way, you know, I and many others talked about this season. It was a fait accompli, pending health, and look, they weren't healthy, that it was going to be OKC. We have on this show the benefit and the honor, candidly. When we bring some sports bettors on the show that work in the media, these are not jabronis. These are not curtain jerking jabronis that are like, you know, in the opening match of WWE superstars. These are like WrestleMania main eventers. And it doesn't mean that they win all the, no one, if they won all their, if we won all our, if I won all my bets, I'd be on a yacht. That's not the point. We have really, really smart handicappers that come on the show. And again, it doesn't have to mean that they're right all the time. What did they all say all season long? Oklahoma City's going to win the title. Everyone said it. Everyone thought it. Even after they lost game six, even with J-Dub questionable, didn't play in the game as it turned out, with A.J. Mitchell out, people still liked OKC to win game seven and win the NBA Finals against the Knicks. And the Spurs took it from them. And in doing so, the Spurs didn't just take this championship away, potentially. From, and who knows? Like, who knows if J-Dub would have come back? Maybe the Knicks would have beaten the Thunder. Who knows, right? But let's say OKC wins the championship. Possibly they would have been favored, right? Like the Spurs are against the Knicks. The Spurs, it's possible right now, and we won't know for a couple years, but it's possible that the Spurs didn't just take this championship away from OKC. Didn't just take it right out of their hands. Like Aqib Talib pulling a chain. It's possible they took a dynasty away. It's possible this was a dynasty steal by San Antonio. I am not saying that's what's going to happen. The Knicks can win, of course. But like, be honest. Is it that crazy to think that the Spurs will win this year and could win again next year? Is that crazy? No, right? Let's talk about some dynasty steals in recent memory. In 1996, my New York Yankees played the Atlanta Braves in the World Series. A year after the Atlanta Braves finally got over the hump and won the World Series with the late, great Bobby Cox, beating the then Cleveland Indians in six, Tom Glavine, World Series MVP. I still have a VHS. I used to tape the ends of all the World Series just to have them on tape because I'm a sports nerd. I have it some. My mom has it somewhere in her house. Anyway, the Braves win in 95. They get back to the World Series in 96. Andrew Jones, who's like 13 at the time, like Danny Almonte, I'm only exaggerating by a little bit, is hitting 700-foot moonshots off the Yankees. They're up 2-0 going back to Atlanta for the middle three games of the series. Feels like the Braves are going to go back-to-back, and this could be a dynasty for Maddox, for Glavine, for Smoltz and company. And the Yankees win four straight. Now, the Yankees would lose in 97 to the Indians, but then win in 98, win in 99, win in 2000, and in 99 would beat the Braves again. Dynasty steal. How about, and it's not quite a dynasty steal because this team only won twice, but how about Super Bowl 32? Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers in 96 beat Drew Bledsoe, Bill Parcells, and the Patriots in the Super Bowl. The next year, they're back, and they're big favorites against John Elway in Denver in that Super Bowl. That is the Whirly Bird game, the helicopter John Elway game, the Terrell Davis migraine game. Broncos win the Super Bowl. And in 98, they go back-to-back and crush the Falcons. And it should have been the Vikings. And that's a story for another time. Shout out to Morton Anderson, who made his kicks, and Gary Anderson, who missed his. Sorry to all the Minnesota fans out there. Not quite a dynasty steal because they won two, but you understand where I'm going with this, right? How about an even more recent example? Super Bowl 49. The Seattle Seahawks slam Peyton Manning and the Broncos in Super Bowl 48 in my neck of the woods at MetLife Stadium. Next year, like the Packers yak it away in the NFC title game in Seattle, and the Seahawks go back to the big game. And they're on the doorstep, the literal doorstep of history. Back-to-back, denied by Malcolm Butler, Tom Brady, and the Patriots, who then would go on, to, like, the Broncos would win 50, but the Patriots would win 51 and then win 53, when the Seahawks would have gone back-to-back. And who knows what happens from there if the locker room doesn't get fractured as a result of the Russell Wilson pick and the Daryl Bevel and Pete Carroll play call and Marshawn Lynch is infurious and Richard Sherman's not furious and the defense is infurious that the offense cost them back-to-back championships. Who knows what happens? Dynasty steal. As Steely Dan once said, are you reeling in the years? As the years go on, who's to say? I'm not guaranteeing this will be the case, but it's possible, right? That the Spurs took a dynasty from Oklahoma City and made it their own. I don't think it's dramatic at all to say that. That's why sports are the best. Okay. Now is a good time to take a break. And coming up next, SGA, Jalen Williams, Chet Holmgren. What happened post-game for the Thunder, and what's next for that team here on a Monday.
The quest for Lord Stanley's Cup is down to two. Vegas Golden Knights, Carolina Hurricanes. Whose names will be forever etched on hockey's holy grail? The Stanley Cup Finals, Game 1, tomorrow night, Westwood One Sports.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait, there's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial pound 250. Say micro and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's pound 250 micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Whoa, Liberty Mutual customized this song for you. Whoa, like your car insurance, it's custom to, yeah. Liberty Mutual's got the coverage that could save you money. Thanks to Doug and Limu, well now you can go and take that cruise. Liberty, Liberty, Liberty,
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts.
Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
It was a failure. Like, I failed at my goal. Like, I didn't achieve what I wanted to achieve. But through my experiences, I learned the most about myself, and I make the greatest amount of increases I have in my career when I fail at my goal and don't get what I want.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
This segment on You Better You Bet, sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting small businesses with affordable coverage options. Get a quote today at ProgressiveCommercial.com, ProgressiveCommercial.com. That the voice of Oklahoma City Thunder star guard Shai Gilgeous-Alexander speaking yesterday at the Thunder end-of-season press conferences following their loss on Saturday night in Game 7 to the San Antonio Spurs. I'm going to be honest with everybody. I'm going to be slightly hypocritical here, and I'm going to say that in advance. As a Knicks fan, if it had been Knicks Thunder in the finals, and SGA is flopping and doing that thing where he falls down when he takes shots to try and bait fouls, I would have wanted to tear my hair out. I would have been furious. So I need to be honest about that. I'm being slightly hypocritical here. But with that being said, and I did want to be honest about that, and you can't tell me, the audience, that I don't shoot you straight and tell you when I'm wrong and tell you if I'm being a hypocrite, right? With all of that said, the amount of criticism that this dude gets is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. He is, much like Wemby, much like Victor Wembanyama, is, and it's what it's part of what makes this specific rivalry Thunder Spurs, and I understand it's in its genesis right now. We've just gotten started. Like, this could end up being a big ass book. We're through one chapter here, basically, of the book. It's what makes part of what makes this rivalry so special already. They're not just great on the court. They are clearly great leaders and are driven to win off of it. This is the kind of thing that you absolutely love, or you should love if you're a sports fan. I have seen some people, though, and I'm not trying to say it's everybody. I'm not trying to say that, but I've seen some people. First off, Wemby got criticized for crying. It's just, how could you cry after? I love that, by the way. We want our athletes to care, but don't care that much. Oh, we want you to care and not be mad when you lose, but you're going to get emotional. Now you've crossed the line. Now it's too much. Shut up. SGA. Oh, he's calling it a failure. How can he say that? Are you people crazy? Do you in order to win at the highest level, in whatever it is that you do, that is the attitude you have to have in order to win. And of course, deep down in his heart of hearts, he knows that he was good. Of course he knows that. He won MVP. I don't think he looks back at the season and is like, man, I was terrible. I think he's probably thinking, when it came down to it in the biggest moments, yes, I was great. And he was great in Game 7. He tried to single-handedly will his team to victory in Game 7. He seemed like the only Thunder superstar, Chet Holmgren, I'm looking at you, we'll get to you in a second, that actually tried to win and gave a damn on Saturday night. And we're going to do this thing where we don't like what SGA says? Do any of you who criticize what he does on the court, and I think it's a little overblown. I think some of it's jealousy from other fan bases and jealousy from other players who look at his success and don't like it. Because human beings can be jealous, myself included. He gets up there and says, it's a failure for me because we didn't win. Yes, that's what you want to hear. If you're a Thunder fan, that's what you want. That's what you want. Now, compare and contrast, and I like Jaylen Brown a lot, and I'm not trying to drag Jaylen Brown through the mud here, but compare and contrast with what Jaylen Brown said when the Celtics got bounced by the Sixers, who blamed everyone under the sun, kicking and screaming credit Joel Embiid and the Sixers, but wanted to blame everybody else, and said after the year, this was his favorite season. And I can appreciate that too. And I defended him a little bit after that. Because he wanted to be great, and he was this season. You can't criticize Shea for saying what he said. Failure. Didn't win the title. Failure. Despite the MVP. I guarantee it. The Rock guarantees. Every member of the Oklahoma City Thunder, every coach, every member of the front office, from Sam Presti on down, ownership, they listen and they hear what SGA said, and they're like, yeah, absolutely. That's the attitude. Shea and Wemby are not just titans already of the sport on the court. These are two guys that clearly and absolutely get it from a leadership perspective and from a winning perspective. And this story is just getting started. We are like one chapter into this book, and I can't wait to see how it plays out. You bet on this Monday. Okay. Before we talk about Chet Holmgren, and Kenny, get the SGA sound on Chet ready here. I just want to credit J-Dub here. So J-Dub, obviously, like, he's hurt the entire season. Not the whole season, but you understand what I'm saying. Barely plays in the conference finals. And he says after the game, like, it's, again, these young men say, like, if you were scripting it, this is exactly what you want them to say. J-Dub goes, he says two things, both of which are perfection. Number one, we would have won if I had played. Okay, I love that he thinks that. He's also probably right. Number two, I didn't play. What do you want the Spurs to do about that? And gives them the credit. Perfect. This team gets it. They get it. So does San Antonio. It's what makes this special, as I've said. So I want to credit J-Dub. Now, let's talk about white Ben Simmons. Chet Holmgren. And SGA furthered his leadership after the game with what he said about his teammate, Chet Holmgren. Take a listen.
We need Chet. We need Chet Holmgren. Before Chet was here, we weren't who we are today. We didn't have the success we had today. When he's the best version of himself, we're the best version of ourselves, and it's no secret.
I love that from SGA. He would go on to say that this is, today, is the worst version of Chet Holmgren we'll ever get. Which I read and heard as being less of, like, Chet Holmgren sucked in Game 7, and more that, because it's the way SGA talks, more that everyone is the worst version of themselves today. And that in the future, like, so if you keep improving, that's what he's saying, right? That if you're going to get better day after day, then today has to be the worst version of yourself as you keep getting better in the future. Leadership. He's the man. And to everyone that wants to, like, tear him down because he, what, every, Jalen Brunson flops. Everybody flops. Not everybody, but a lot of players flop. He's just the poster child for it. He also does it the right way. And I'm not saying flopping. He does everything the right way. I think he's great. Now, Chet Holmgren. I said it with Michelle Beadle. It's a good line. Probably should have saved it for a solo segment, but you know I did it with Michelle. If you're going to go out like that, at least go out on your shield, right? The analogy that I drew was, and it's a terrible memory for Nick Kostos. John Starks in the 94 finals, 2-for-18 against the Rockets. Couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat and kept shooting, kept firing. And I think you respect it a little bit, right? Now, as a Knicks fan, probably shouldn't have shot as much. Maybe they would have won. But I can respect it that he kept firing, kept trying to will his team to a victory. Chet Holmgren gave up. And I don't say that to be mean. How can you dispute it? What's the argument against it? Reggie Miller and Jamal Crawford, and again, I credited them for their job during the broadcast on Saturday night. They were saying it as the game, they were begging Chet Holmgren to go at Wemby. Which doesn't mean he's going to have success. Like, Wemby could have rejected him, right? But at least try. He wasn't even trying. Here are players on Oklahoma City that took more shots than Chet Holmgren in Game 7 of the Western Conference Final. Obviously, SGA is one of them. Isaiah Hartenstein. Lou Dort. Cason Wallace, who was maybe along with SGA, the main reason why this game was still semi-close in the final couple minutes. Cason Wallace was unbelievable and made himself millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. With his, he was great in Game 7. He showed up. Cason Wallace showed up. He took 10 shots. The other Jalen Williams, Jay Will, 9 shots. Caruso, 14. Kenrich Williams, 4. Jared McCain, 12. All took more shots. Then Chet Holmgren, who took 2. Chet Holmgren, thought to be the second best player on the team that everyone expected to win the title, took 2 more shots on Saturday night in Game 7 than you or I did. Think about that. How is that possible? Wemby mind-effed him. That's it. That's all there is to it. It's not difficult to figure out. This is like Occam's razor, right? And I've used this example before, but it's, you know, like a murder scene. It all points to one person. That person probably did it, right? It doesn't have to be like this crazy, you know, theory where, well, maybe it was this or maybe, no, it's like probably just that, what it appears to be. We don't have to dig deeper into this. He was scared of Wemby. Like, Wemby dominated. There's a word that starts with E that I won't use here because it's a derogatory word. Mask is in it. I won't use that word. But like Wemby completely mentally dominated him and mind-effed him. There's no argument against it. And now it's what happens moving forward. What does Chet Holmgren do now? Does he go the way of Ben Simmons? Following Ben Simmons' utter refusal to shoot the basketball in the Sixers' Game 7 loss to Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks in 2021? Is that what's going to happen here with Chet Holmgren? I hope not. And I'm not a Thunder fan. It's just like, what a shame that would be. What does he do? Does he get his mind right? Does he put a little more muscle on? Because, like, you're going to have to keep seeing this guy. This is the boogeyman right now for Chet, is Wemby. And you're going to have to keep seeing, it's like a horror movie for him. And at the end of the movie, like, there's Michael Myers waiting for you. Like, you know it. How's he going to do next time? I don't know if he's going to win next time. I don't know if he'll ever outperform Wemby. Wemby might go down as the best player ever. But he better try. No one's expecting Chet Holmgren to thoroughly dominate Victor Wembanyama. But you need to try. You have to do something. And I'm not the man in the arena. I'm a guy doing a radio show. I'm a guy doing a video show. I'm a guy you might be watching on your TV right now. I'm not the man in the arena. But even I know you have to at least try. You bet on this Monday. And that takes us to what's next for Oklahoma City? What do they do now? They just lost to the Spurs. I think it's fair to say that the Spurs next year, given the fact that Wemby will be 23, Castle will be 22, and Dylan Harper will be of legal drinking age next year, the Spurs will probably be better next year than they are this year. And the Spurs just beat the Thunder. So what do you do if you're Sam Presti? Do you say to yourself and tell yourself a story, which you can tell? I don't say that sarcastically. Do you tell the story, if we had J-Dub and we had A.J. Mitchell, we win? I, by the way, think that's a true story. I think that's nonfiction as opposed to fiction. I think that's the truth. But also, Spurs will be better next year. And are you just the same? Is this what Chet Holmgren's going to give you moving forward against San Antonio? And what do you do? Do you say, look at what we accomplished without J-Dub this season and trade him for a top pick in the draft? And kind of reset the financial scale with the way the new CBA works, right? Where you can't pay infinity guys. Like, you're going to lose guys. It's why the CBA was constructed like this. You're preventing super teams from existing. Do you trade J-Dub and reset the financial clock on this roster? Do you trade Chet Holmgren? I know that sounds crazy, but it has to be brought up. Is Giannis a realistic option for Oklahoma City to pair with SGA? And that's who you go to war with against the Spurs. With Giannis. My best guess is the Thunder roll it back. Is that they roll it back. And maybe they'll make some type of move to maybe add a little more. We'll see what they do to add a little more size. Maybe that's what they do. I think they'll do something. I don't think it will be the nuclear option. But I'll tell you what. If it were me, and I'm looking to try and build a team, not to beat this year's Spurs, which I think they did. I think Oklahoma City's the better team. You need to beat next year's Spurs. And if you're going to beat next year's Spurs, I think you probably have to do something. J-Dub, Chet, they need to do something. I don't think they will. And my best guess is that around 365 days from now, we're having the same conversation again after the Spurs beat them again. I just checked my calendar. It's June 1st, which means today, A.J. Brown could get dealt to the New England Patriots. We'll get to that. Plus, another wide receiver decision that needs to be made by a team in the NFC East. It's coming up next here on a Monday.
It's summertime. While you're road tripping, pool dipping, and laid back sipping, stay on top of the sports headlines you care about. Download the Westwood One sports app and listen to us wherever you are. Cannonball! Westwood One Sports.
This is the story of the one. The one who keeps multiple buildings running smoothly day after day. Plumbing that flows, HVAC that hums, cleaning supplies that keep surfaces sparkling. That's why she counts on Grainger. With easy reordering online and 24/7 support, Grainger helps her keep the products she needs on hand. So shelves stay stocked and buildings stay ready. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like a data analyst.
Hey, what model did you use for these quarterly projections?
Astrology. If Mercury's in retrograde, sales tank. If Venus is rising, we crush Q4.
You built our revenue forecast off horoscopes?
Yeah, the Zodiac never lies.
This is a job for sponsored jobs.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com/hire now and sponsor your job today.
And now, Babbel proudly presents The Cat Chat.
Bonjour, monsieur.
Yes, hi. I'm staying in room 22, and I was wondering if there was anyone I could chat with about my sheets. They seem to be making me just really itchy.
Pardon, vous avez dit, chat?
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I just want to chat with maybe, like, the cleaning service, see which detergent they use. You know, just a chat.
Chat.
Please, I'm so itchy.
Un instant, s'il vous plaît. Matisse, j'ai un client qui demande un chat.
Oh, my goodness. I thank you. Just a chat, really, just a...
Voilà.
What?
Sir, you requested a cat to scratch you.
Traveling mistakes can really be absurd. Learn to speak like the locals with Babbel, and no one will mistake your chat for a cat.
Sir, please. Your cat.
Get up to 50% off on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com to get up to 50% off.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
one-handed catch. How in the world?
Oh, my goodness. That may be the greatest catch I've ever seen.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Today, BetMGM players will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. To use the Parlay Boost token, add a parlay wager made up of any sport wagers to your bet slip and activate the token. If you win the wager made with the token, you'll receive extra winnings. Download the BetMGM app today. And BetMGM is going to be your home to bet the World Cup this year. I will be betting the World Cup because I love to bet and because I love soccer. And I know the team that will win the World Cup. Much like I told you, Spain would win the last European Championship. Much like I told you, Argentina would win the last World Cup. And just like I and Ken, it was, to be fair, it was more Ken Barkley, told you that Italy would win the European Championship that preceded the last World Cup. We're three in a row here on You Better You Bet with these major soccer terms. That is the truth. I feel like I'm going to give you the winner of the World Cup, and I will give you that winner today. But the highlight coming back from break, courtesy of NBC, over a decade ago, the Odell Beckham Jr. catch against the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football at Giants Stadium. Now let's go to present day. Today, Monday, June 1st, the year of our Lord, 2026, there is a potential major move to be made involving a wide receiver in the NFC East. And that move is the New York Giants potentially re-signing Odell Beckham Jr. We'll do A.J. Brown later in the show. Perhaps even in this segment. We'll see how mad I get talking about the Giants. So in case you missed it, Gunnar Olszewski, who was a wide receiver for the Giants and kick returner for the Giants, tore his Achilles over the weekend and is out for the season. And is like the third Giant to tear his Achilles thus far this offseason. The Giants have issues. The turf is terrible, whatever. So hope Gunnar Olszewski gets healthy and is able to return to the NFL next year. But he's obviously going to miss this whole season. So the Giants now, in addition to that with Gunnar Olszewski, also have this Malik Nabers situation where every single time there's a report about Malik Nabers, there's something new happening with his knee. Where, oh, you thought this was just an ACL tear? No. There's more stuff going on. Oh, you thought he was on track for training camp? No, there's loose bodies in the knee. There was another surgery. And now we've pushed the goalpost back where now it's not training camp. Now it's week one. Maybe he'll be ready for week one. And I'm not saying he won't be. All I'm saying is doesn't feel great. So there's Nabers, and now there's Olszewski. So the Giants need a receiver. Yeah, they have Darius Slayton, and yeah, here's Darnell Mooney, and yeah, here's Stone Cold Calvin Austin. What? This is your receiving core? What? So they need a receiver. The Giants today, per ESPN's Adam Schefter, will be working out three wide receivers. Juju Smith-Schuster, Instagram wide receiver Braxton Berrios, who's more in the news for dating Instagram models than what he does on the field, and God bless him, not hating at all, and Odell Beckham Jr. Beckham has a relationship with John Harbaugh, obviously spent time with him in Baltimore, and has openly been campaigning for a return to the Giants. Now, I want to start by saying this. Odell Beckham Jr., early in his tenure with the Giants, was Jerry Rice. Not an exaggeration. If you've watched Jerry Rice highlights in the 80s with San Francisco, mid to late 80s, Jerry is the ultimate receiver in the history of the game who could take a screen or take a slant 95 yards to the house. He's the greatest of all time at it. His teammate John Taylor was pretty good too at it, but Jerry's the best at it. Jerry's the best ever. Odell Beckham Jr. had that ability. Take a slant, outrun everybody. His potential was to go to the Hall of Fame on the first ballot. Now, he was a little bit of a knucklehead. I'm not saying in terms of like anything really sinister, but obviously became a celebrity as a result of that catch and clashed with terrible Giants GM Dave Gettleman, who traded him to Cleveland, and we know what happens from there. injuries, most notably in the Super Bowl against the Bengals, where I think he was going to be the MVP of that game before he tore his ACL. And I think injuries probably robbed him of what would have been a Hall of Fame career. I loved Odell Beckham as a New York Football Giant, and I was crushed when they traded him. Next sentence. The New York Football Giants would be categorically insane to sign Odell Beckham Jr. to this roster. Insane. The Giants have enough problems right now dealing with the media. The Giants have enough drama right now on this roster, thanks to Jackson Dart and Abdul Carter. And the Giants already have one celebrity player on offense in Jackson Dart, who maybe will be great, but feels like to me right now really loves being famous. And maybe he'll love being a winning quarterback. I don't know. But he definitely loves being famous. You know what Odell Beckham Jr. loves? Being famous. And it's one thing on November 23rd, 2014, for Odell Beckham to have that catch and for reporters to talk to him after the game, after the Giants lost at home on Sunday Night Football to the Dallas Cowboys. Now, fast forward 12 years later, Sunday Night Football, week 1, 2026. Who are the Giants hosting? The Dallas Cowboys. Let's say the Giants lose that game. Let's say they lose to Dallas, right? And let's say they sign Odell Beckham and he has one catch for 9 yards. Do you really think that any members of this media will not go to Odell Beckham for a post-game quote? That it's not going to happen if he's on the Giants. Now ask yourself this. What fourth receiver in the NFL are you interested in hearing from after a team loses? Odell Beckham Jr. is a celebrity. He's famous. He hasn't played since 2024, and we're going to have to hear from him after losses? It's going to happen. Like, could you imagine? Gunnar Olszewski, let's hear from Gunnar Olszewski. The Cowboys lose. I'm interested in what Ryan Flournoy has to say. Demario Douglas. Malik Washington. She said she wants some Marvin Mims, some Luther Vandross. Jalen Naylor? I barely know her. Are we interested in what these receivers have to say after a team loses? No. But if it's Odell Beckham Jr., we're going to be interested, right? The Giants right now are kind of like a three-ring circus. And I told you that Jackson Dart made an unforced error in introducing the president. And I wasn't political, and you all got really mad, right? And then Dart has to address it, and Abdul Carter doubles down on his feeling. You think Jameis Winston has to be the voice of reason? Am I taking crazy pills here? That Jameis Winston is like the veteran voice of wisdom in my favorite team's locker room? And you want to bring Odell Beckham into the circus? Are you trying to win games, or are you trying to be a sideshow? Also, like, Juju Smith-Schuster, I think, is unquestionably the best of those three receivers right now. Odell Beckham Jr. Like, stop it. That's all the Giants need. Next to the bearded lady. Here's another circus sideshow for the Giants this year. Cannot sign Odell Beckham Jr. if you're the New York Football Giants. Final hour, Power Hour coming up on the other side. We'll get to A.J. Brown. We'll talk some soccer, some Stanley Cup final. But Matt Moore starts it off from the Action Network and Locked On.
This is Westwood One Sports.
Why'd I go to the doctor? Working on the farm, my heart kept skipping a beat. I didn't think much of it, but my daughters made me get checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Empower!
Katie got a VIP box for the postseason. She worked with Empower to help her get good at money so she can be a little bad. She planned well and was able to bring the whole family.
Who wants homemade egg salad sandwiches?
Even Beth.
Horseradish? Anyone? How about some tuna on rye?
Aw, strike three, Beth. Invest well, live a little. Start
trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN FM HD2 New York, an Odyssey sports station. Always live.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts.
Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.